but you did. And how nice it is to hear your voice again.
My dear friends, please much do in the sound of human voice, if only you could find within yourselves the knowledge that you have, and to learn to feel more rather than rely upon the human word. This is something to be developed by you all. But of course, my dear friends, I am full of joy that once more we come together. And of course, to welcome back those dearest ones who have been absent for a little time.
Thank you.
No matter how far any of you wander or travel, you are now, my dear friends, firmly attached to the love of spirit. As I join you, I hope that you feel refreshed since last we met, although I do know and understand that so many in your world live beneath the umbrella of fear. I would say to you that of course you feel that these fears are founded. And of course I respect those feelings because they are human. But I feel you know, my dear friends, what I am about to say. Do not allow these fears to completely envelop you. Be positive in all that you do, no matter what your circumstances may be. Those of us in our world stand close to uplift you in times of trouble and sorrow. Recognize these aspects of spirit, and no matter what life brings, you will always feel that you are supported. Now, that is enough of my speech making to you. I would like, my dear friends, at this time, to just surround each one of you in that deep spiritual love which you are all entitled to. And of course, you are pure love when you allow it to be. I do not intend to speak too long this time, but because there are many, just for this time, I will take a question or two. But I feel this, that it would be good for each one of you to travel upon a journey, which I will ask our lady friend, who has been absent for some time, to conduct. If she will.
Yes, of course.
And in so doing, I am sure each one of you will leave this room uplifted. We have much to discuss in the coming weeks. And I will endeavor to bring to you some more thought-provoking subjects. But for now, I am just happy, my dear friends, to join with you.
Yes, I'm sure we all feel the happiness, and it is so good to hear those words. Thank you.
So funnily enough, I've been thinking about the human voice today, and how it's a remarkable thing, but it is just sort of a windpipe at the end of the day. It's the feelings, the thoughts behind it that are the important thing.
Yes. And some in your world would say, too much wind from some people. And I would, in part, agree with that. Because so many superfluous words are used in your world. It is something for you all to think about. Try to convey your thoughts with your mind rather than words. Not an easy task to begin with, but a most fulfilling one when achieved.
A because is it, when sometimes when you feel you know people very, very well, you sometimes hardly need to say much to them.
Yes, because you feel comfortable with the energy, and knowingness grows where words indeed are not necessary. You so often find within your world this can happen between two people who have been joined together in their lives, that they know almost what the other is thinking. Mm. But they do not recognize it as spirit. They feel it has something to do with time. Not so. It is available to you all. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
I wrote a letter today to try to raise awareness about computers and technology with children. And I thought, at the time I felt I had a good motive for doing this. Do you think it's a good thing to do, to using words in that way, the written word?
When you talk of technology, you are speaking of something that has been part of the progress, I use that word loosely, progress of your world. I would say that progress will never go backwards. It must move forward. But what I would say is that each individual is responsible for how they feel and act in any given situation. Therefore, as a parent, I would suggest that if your views are strong, then you must follow that instinctive pathway.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I felt compelled to do it because I feel it's not that the technology itself is wrong, but no. It's the degree to which I think many children are exposed to it.
Yes, it is the love of something which is not good. Yes, I fully agree with you. All things have a purpose, but any abuse of that technology can only be damaging. But again, I say responsibility, especially when you speak of youngsters, must lie with parents and your societies.
Yes, because I feel that many parents are using technology as a form of free babysitting.
Yes.
And that it's not that the parents are necessarily aware of what they are doing and the effect it is having. So in a sense, many have become a victim, I feel, of this way of life.
Yes.
So really what I wanted to do was just to try to raise awareness about the danger of the addiction to these things.
Yes, there is never any harm in sowing seeds that would allow any person to stop and consider actions. Especially when there is great responsibility for the children in your world. So I would say continue if you feel strongly enough. But I cannot say that it is all negative, because that would be an irresponsible statement.
No, I agree, and I'm not saying it is wrong, but...
Yes, I understand you. Yes. If parents cannot protect young children, then your world would indeed be a place to feel concerned about. Now, I will take my leave at this time and allow the rest of your evening to continue. And when we join together again, my dear friends, it will be with love and joy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Look forward to that.